This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Do a 3, 2, 1. Gorgeous.
Do we have to? Because we're whatever.
That's what Ferris. Hey, keep this in. You keep this in. Welcome to the one and only in the whole freaking internet, RuPaul's Drag Race podcast, Drag Her. I'm your host, Mono Agapian, and I'm here with roommate, lover, pal, podcast, goddess, you name it. We've done it together. Betsy Sidotto.
Ooh, thank you for having me, Mo.
Whoa, Betsy.
What's up, Mono?
Not too much. How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Your levels look good.
I guess.
We live together, so we're not doing this over Zoom. So this is
right.
Like wild.
Right.
It's cuckoo even.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a real trip. It's been wild. And we watched the first episode of the Drag Race of this together.
Right,
we talked about it. What are you thinking now that we're almost done with this journey?
These episodes are long and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
It's yes. Weird. It's a weird show.
It's weird. Yeah, it's really weird. And especially now, it's like at first I was buying a little bit more of the drama, but this episode is just filled with so many setups.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's been the whole thing is just setups.
Setups. This one is really crazy.
Because like even when people come to visit, it's like immediately so unnatural. And like Vanjie's mom just being like, so what's your love life?
Right.
And like it feels so forced and just like ask about like, I don't know, just say what's your love life like? Where it's like, that's not, it feels so weird.
Yeah. And in this episode, like Brett and, of course, Asia's fiance, they wake up with full clothes on. They wake up in bed together with full clothes on. And he's like, I don't know. Do you want to talk about your parents right now? Or
yeah, it's very strange. Yeah. But I guess it's all reality is like that. This just feels so.
Yeah.
I think maybe is it because like on Drag Race, we get to see that them just being themselves, like real.
Yes.
And this one, it feels so forced.
Yes. I don't know.
It's strange.
It is weird that just in regular Drag Race, we get to focus on the competition. You know, or
yeah,
like,
and we still learn about the queer, like, but it's in these real moments rather than having somebody from the outside force.
The competitive aspect reminds us that there's some tether to reality. And I mean, like, if you do good, you keep going. If you do bad, you're out of the show.
Right.
Whereas this one is just the other part.
Right, because it is like you're doing this show. You're right. Doing this Vegas show.
But it's not really about that.
Not at all, which I wish it was more about that show.
I do too.
Like, even if it was like, hey, we're doing fine, like, everything's going great. Like, it would be fun to see more of the show and, like, even hear from fans who went to, I don't know, something a little bit more than just, like.
Yeah.
Derek Barry being like,
yeah,
let's play Spin the Bottle.
Oh my God. This episode, Spin the Bottle, is the most desperate.
In a casino bar.
Oh, embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
In a city where people are soliciting sex and fuck favors, to be like, let's play Spin the Bottle.
It's so silly.
It's embarrassing.
It's so silly. I was telling you, there was a girl who I went to college with, who was at every party. We did theater together. Mm-hmm. Huh? This will make us even more. We did theater together, and she was always like, horny. Let's play Spin the Bottle. Mm-hmm. Let's play Spin the Bottle or Truth or Dare. And everybody was like, no. Because she was very, I think, figuring out her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who borrowed my bike when my seat was broken and returned it and was like, your bike seat made me orgasm.
Whoa.
Like, what? Whoa. My bike seat was broken and it made her come.
And she let you know that she came on your broken bike seat that she borrowed.
Yeah.
And thank you for letting me borrow it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever sit on that bike seat again?
I got a new bike seat.
I knew it.
I got a new bike seat with gel pads for my butt.
You know, yeah, they'll get you, though. No matter
bike
what.
Seats?
Yes, bike seats will get you. I mean, not with coming. Yeah. I mean, just they'll get you.
Oh, my God. I've nailed my vagina so hard on bikes.
Yeah.
All of growing up.
Yeah.
I would just fall. Like, you know, you're cruising and then you just fucking slip and slam your jiny into your bike or whatever.
I've like almost like zipped my nuts up.
Bet.
You know, where you like, you accidentally ziplock seal your nuts on like the side between the seat and your leg.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Horrible.
Awful.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So we're just going to talk about how we've destroyed our genitalia on bike seats for 40 more minutes.
I'm down.
Hope you like it.
Hope you like it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have any Spin the Bottle memories. Not really.
I've never really played. I always have not, but it's also not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It's totally just like, I don't want to just kiss people. Like, that grosses me out.
Yeah.
That's a lot of germs.
There's a movie we're talking about this very week on We Love Trash that has a lot of, I'm sorry, do they play Spin the Bottle in any point in Cry Wolf, or it's just Mafia?
No, it's just Mafia.
Damn it.
Yeah, but they like, when they write, like, if you're, you have to take off your shirt to show.
So crazy.
Whatever you, that's a whole different, we don't need to talk about that.
Can of worms. But we will talk about this episode, which is filled with 90% reused content, including stuff from earlier in the episode.
Right.
They
flash back to Vanjie's mom, who was on 20 minutes ago.
We remember.
We remember.
Even though we watched.
Also, because you keep bringing it up, Cameron.
My God. So the episode opens with just like the wrap up of the Pisces. Pisces. I bet one of them is. Of the past five episodes, which is just the content we already saw. Derek starting shit, Naomi being over it, Asia retreating.
Right.
The same shit keeps happening.
Yep.
And Betsy, will you watch this show when they do another season of it?
I don't know.
Okay, Betsy, just one more question.
Maybe. It's kind of a good show to just like read a book during.
Yeah.
Or play video games during.
Totally.
You know, like, so I probably will. Also, because I do like watching these queens.
I hope it wins the Emmy.
Oh, I hope it wins the Emmy.
The best show to do something else while watching.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah. That would be a great Emmy. That would be a really, that's like a true Emmy of like, what's a good show to just do other stuff during?
Yeah. I mean, we have some other high finalists in that, like.
Big Time.
We watch
Below Deck.
Below Deck. Your Ghost Adventures.
Four Weddings.
Four
Ghost Adventures. Oh, there's so many.
So many.
So many.
So many. 600-pound sisters.
I won't go near that one. That'll make, I think, make me too sad.
Yeah. Hey, I can't believe how many shows there are about people just trying to live their lives at a different weight. I would say reprehensible.
There's one that's like called like My Ton Family or something where it's like, you all weigh a ton.
Yeah.
I can't handle those.
I can't.
They kind of bum me out.
They bump you out with every right. So this episode does open with Vanjie and Mom talking. And Vanjie talks about being like so gay and never in the closet.
That's fun.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Vanjie's mom protecting her from questions just when someone, because I do actually, I don't know if my mom protected me because she was oblivious, but I do remember like at a young age, people being like, so what girls do you like?
Oh, yeah.
And I was so in denial that they're like, what, you know, who are the cute girls at your school?
Cindy Crawford. Right?
Kathy Ireland. You knew I had a Kathy Ireland decoy poster in my room.
I love that so much.
And it really threw my family off.
For years.
Years. Like, he can't be gay.
He's got Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland poster. Very tasteful.
That's so cute.
Her lounge with an America bikini on.
Hot, dude. Hot.
No, but I do remember just being like, none. There are no, I don't know. I'm looking for them. There's no cute girls at my school. Like, because right. I was just in denial.
It's also like such a gross question to ask.
It is like, gross. How dare you?
Especially to like kids.
How dare you?
Fucking chill out, man.
Yeah, how very. Dare you?
How very, but it's so old timey, you know?
It's really old timey.
It's so old timey of like, whose dowry you gonna get?
Isn't that weird that like we sexualize or just we launch kids into that world?
Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Oh my God, Mono!
I can't stop sneezing. Mono's
sorry. Been snorting cinnamon this whole time.
I'm allergic to heteronormativity.
Whoa!
But it is weird that people are like, when are you going to start entering the world of courtship and become a bride to the young McMillan?
Fortunately, my family's always just kind of like, oh, I don't think Betsy's into any of that stuff. And just being like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'd rather watch cartoons.
All my siblings were like popular straight people who started dating like at seventh grade. So like I was very much.
Yeah, you're the freak.
I was a freak and I was very aware of it.
I was a freak, but I was fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have probably more baggage with being a freak because
you
was like,
definitely do. Yeah. I was a freak. I was accepted as a freak.
Yeah.
Growing
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Up.
I wanted to pass as not freak so bad.
Yeah.
So okay.
Oh, you're a freak.
No.
I wish I knew you.
I know, me too.
I wish I knew middle school Mono so bad.
Me too.
We would have been friends for sure.
Oh, yeah. We would have been big friends. We would have been lunatics.
Theater together and just lost
weird
our
shit.
Minds. Yes.
Drink toilet water. Just weird shit.
Just weird shit.
Just curses. Do curses.
Oh, lots of curses
all
while
that.
Drinking toilet water.
Yeah.
That's how curses work. You have to drink toilet water.
Yeah.
Duh.
Probably just a lot of video games, too. So wait.
Yes.
Vanjie gets sad because her mom asked her about dating. What?
I know. I do. Seeing this side of Vanjie is cool.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, Vanjie really wants to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that means a lot to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I, you know, I never thought. I was just kind of like, oh, I bet Vanjie loves just like hooking up and
right.
being goofy, which
right.
probably at some point, but now is like, I want to settle down.
Yeah. I'm like working a job where I just live. I mean, it makes sense. If you're just living in Vegas,
oof.
Working six nights a week or something crazy like that, like you really don't want to go like partying after.
Right.
You want to come home to some like stable energy.
Yeah. That would be so wild.
Yeah.
Living in Vegas for a couple of months.
Yeah, I bought you a home there.
Why? Because. Why'd you put money into a home in Vegas?
So you know the Golden Nugget?
Yeah.
You know the information desk?
You bought the information desk?
You get to live in the information desk.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yes, you have to.
Why do I have to?
Because I bought it for you. Don't be
That's
rude.
That's the weirdest gift.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
That's a weird gift.
Thank you for being honest.
That's a weird fucking gift.
Thank you for being honest. I'm sorry I spent that money on you.
How much was it?
$800,000.
No, stop. You have that much money?
Yes.
You could get a house here.
What?
Yes.
I wanted to get you a place first.
You sound so nuts, man.
Okay, well, I'll just tell them we're pulling out.
Yeah.
I'll tell them we're pulling out. And I'll or just you get you a gift card to Applebee's.
Great. Great. Great.
Aww.
I would love that.
Good, I will. Well, speaking of Applebee's, they're also drinking very nasty drinks.
They're drinking very Applebee drinks.
Yes.
They look disgusting.
I when we were watching, I was like, that is 90% syrup.
What is that? It's not orange juice.
No,
but
legally.
It's something.
They
like,
can't use the word juice or orange when describing that drink.
No. God, no. It looks so gross.
Remember when we got the big old tall, when we were in Vegas years ago and we got like the tall thing with like assorted Slurpee alcohol drinks in it?
I didn't get the tall one. I got the football one
where
it came in a little football. That's when I was so hammered and I bought an iPhone and then could barely make it through dinner.
In Caesar's Palace. Which is in this episode.
Which is in this episode. The Forum Shops.
Yes, those Furium Ships.
The Furium Shops, where they have that really funny Atlantis show.
Yeah. Oh,
with the animatronics.
My God, yes.
I love that so much.
That is a good tie. I was like, wait, what else did... Because, we bought iPhone there, and then I wrote down some other weird memory we had there.
We ate at that Cheesecake Factory, and remember, it made
That's
us
it.
All feel terrible.
That's it.
For, like, the whole afternoon, we were
That's
all like,
it.
I don't feel good. Good.
And we ate off the Skinnylicious menu.
That's the
bummer.
The thing is, don't fucking order off of the skinny menu when you go. If you're going Cheesecake Factory, just fucking go whole hog.
Go whole hog.
Get nasty.
Yeah.
Because the quote unquote healthy shit will destroy your stomach.
Yeah, it'll fuck you up. We learned that lesson the hard way. Also, I remember we did a really weird thing where we got really hammered there.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't stop falling on top of each other.
Right.
We were.
Right.
Remember, we got this, did this. We just did this. It was me,
just a
you,
bit,
some
Drew.
Other friends, Drew, Mary, Gilly. And we just did this bit where we just kept falling on top of each other.
Right.
For minutes at a time.
For minutes. And people would like gather around. I forgot we did that.
People gathered around at one point like we were truly a street.
I think they must
urchins.
Have thought we were like street performers.
Yes, which
I mean, they did
were.
Throw change at us.
Yes. They did throw change.
I forgot we did that. Yeah.
A bakery gave us their day-old bread.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Betsy.
Oh.
So next, the next little weird shot in this ep is Aja's picking up her fiance, who she hides everything from.
Which is so wild.
So weird.
Just being like, I don't like talking to him about my work. Where it's like, that's your life. Like, that's your life. And then I don't like talking to him about my fucking family.
Yeah.
It's like, that's your life.
That's your life.
This is so strange.
Very strange. Very weird. Yeah. And it's not that they're just dating. They're engaged.
Like, I don't see how they got that far without being like, hey, you need to tell me what's going on in your life.
Right. It would be great to read an Aja O'Hara memoir that's just blank pages.
It's super thick.
My
childhood. And I'm a drag queen. So.
Yeah. Nothing. My childhood was nothing. Never mind.
Or just really like one page of like, yeah. And then my parents sent me away. Move on. Where it's like, we want to hear about that.
What's the story?
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? You thought everything was going fine and then they fucking sent you away.
And then it says, this page has been moved to another book. Asia adds, I wasn't really comfortable with this book, so I wanted to go to a different book so I could express myself.
Yeah, so I'm going
myself.
To a different book.
What?
Something's up. Something's going on Sun's with up. Asia.
Something's up. And then there's this horrible knockoff love song playing that they're like, you know, they compliment each other.
Oh, yeah, and we see like a montage.
It's like a knockoff F-U-N, like a fun song.
Ooh.
Nasty.
Awful.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Wedding planning becomes a big talking point. And they've rented a lovely suite so they can be really together.
Right.
For this time while Brett's here. And wedding planning comes up and Asia's like, I'm not panicking.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is so like, they make it, they both seem so not excited to be planning their wedding.
Yeah.
Where it's like, then just do a small thing.
Yeah.
Just do a small thing if you're going to freak out.
Stay engaged. I don't know.
Exactly. Or wait until Asia is done with this run.
Right.
And then do, like, I don't know.
And they get in like a fight about like what's good. Like they have to meet with the priest and like, should they do the thing where like you like see each other first before or after the actual ceremony.
Right.
Stupid shit.
Just dumb.
Dumb, dumb, dumb. I hate it. I mean, doing photos before the wedding, we all know, is the most considerate thing
by far.
Let's
do that rather than being like, okay, now for an hour after the ceremony, we do photos.
You guys and all your guests have to wait around while we hand out crackers with ketchup on them.
Just, if you're lucky, you'll get some crackers with ketchup on them.
Totally. And sometimes they'll be like, the signature drink is 99 cubes of ice with a drop of aristocrat vodka or pop off. Yeah, I hate that. I hate when you have to wait
too
long to get it started.
I do too. Where it's like, let's just, people just want to party.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
People just
want to
party.
And it's just like, I want people to talk about my wedding. Where it's like, okay, people will talk if they have just a good time.
Right. And then they'll also forget about it the following day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was fun. On to the next thing.
The thing I most remember about my brother's wedding was at like midnight, there was like an after meal. There was fourth meal.
My sister did that.
It was awesome. And there was like little tiny pizzas being handed out. And I ate so many
My
of
sister's
them.
It was sliders and stuff, like French fries and sliders. And I was like, yes, dude.
I was like, I'm the best man. Give me. It was wild. So give your people fucking food, man.
Yeah, that's the key. Give people food and booze and they'll have fun no matter what.
Yeah. So, okay. So then thrilling episode. We have to get through this.
Really thrilling.
Thrilling episode. The other girls meet for cocktails with Vanjie, right? They come to meet Vanjie
and her mom.
But no Asia. Asia's removed herself.
Yeah, which is also just so strange. Like,
yeah.
Especially because it's like, aren't these people, you know you're going to work with these people again. Well, honestly, maybe not.
Maybe not.
With this shit going down. But it's like, aren't these your friends who you've been touring with for the last few, like, this is strange.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's so strange. I wonder if, I mean, when will this come back? 2 years?
I don't know.
I don't know if it will.
I mean, true, like, who knows?
What if COVID does her own one-woman show called Covitra Jones?
Yeah.
And she's a whole lot of virus.
Yeah. She gets a Netflix special.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that. So Vanjie's mom is, she talks about her wedding, how she got slammed. And
had Dracula marry her,
yes.
Which is awesome.
Great.
That's the way to do it.
That's what Asia needs.
Yes.
Asia needs to calm
Asia
down.
Asia needs to calm down and just have more fun with everything.
With everything.
Something is up.
Something
is going on with Asia.
It would be thrilling. Okay. The only thing that would make this season rewatchable is if they're like, go back and watch it. There's American Horror Story style pleather man murderer in the back of every shot with Asia.
And that would be incredible.
This is why Asia's acting so strangely.
That would be incredible.
She's trying to save her castmates.
Yes.
She's trying to delay a wedding that will kill her husband. But I feel like that might not be the case.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a pleather man is not following Asia around.
No, he's not.
I wish.
Could imagine what it would be like.
Could imagine. It would be a fun show.
Banjo's mom slammed. They give her captions. I don't need them. There's sometimes when they give a ESL person captions and it
yes.
annoys me.
That's in a lot of like reality shows and stuff. Where it's
yeah.
like, I would have known.
I knew what she said.
I knew what she was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. That just annoys me. It's like, if you're going to do that, do it for every Australian person, every British person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Et cetera. So, okay, so then they're talking about what Vanjie needs. What does she need? Vanjie's mom wants to know, what do you need, Vanjie? She says, I need communication, family values, and commitment. Cool.
Right.
Sounds like a really cute little, like, cross-stitched plaque on a grandma's wall.
Very much so. Of like, this is what love is.
This is it. And then Cameron comes up, and Vanjie's mom is like, are you single?
Yo, yeah. Vanjie's mom loves Cameron.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm such a fan. And then is like, so are you single? Mm-hmm. Which, you know, producers were like, hey, ask Cameron if
I think so.
I think so.
100%. Also, it's so weird, too, that
didn't ask anybody else.
No. It's also so weird that Vanjie's mom is like, I love it when my son fucks. I just want my son to fuck.
Yeah. We talked about this, too. Like, it weirds me out when. A lot of people have the of like where they're like, my mom is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That just kind of
weirds me out
a little bit.
I agree. I told you this and I'm going to say it again to put it on the public record. If you are the kind of person who's like, both of my parents are perfect, something's wrong.
Something's up, man.
You should, even if you love them so much, you need to be normal enough, I'll say normal, to be like, my parents have some weird shit. They have a few weird things.
Yeah.
They're weird. They have a weird thing. Just to be like, they are perfect, and I tell them everything.
Yeah, that's so strange.
I
also come from a family where it's like, we don't tell anybody anything.
Sure.
You know, that very like Midwestern Catholic kind of just like...
Mm-hmm.
Your arm needs to be visibly broken in order for us to be like, are you okay? Like,
Yeah. That, and I maybe come from a family that's almost too much the other opposite.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, but I will say it's made me, I will admit it has made me want to talk less about stuff.
Right.
Because I had certain people in my family who were like, feelings, talking about
right.
it.
Right.
I'm always talking about it.
Right.
Yeah. It's wild.
It's tough,
it's
man.
It's wild.
It's tough.
I guess what I'm saying is like, let your parent be a friend, not your best friend.
Best friend.
Not even a friend.
Just let them be your parent.
Let them be your parent.
Let them be your parent, please.
God, let the boy
Maybe it's
be.
Just your mom and I are fucking jealous that your best friend is your mom.
Jealous. Yeah, I'm
pretty
fucking jealous.
Jealous.
Very jealous.
I want to party with Sue.
Right? I'm jealous of all the Regina Georges out there who have perfect friendships with their moms. Okay, so next.
Mara from fucking Pen 15.
Yeah. Fuck, bathing with your mom? No.
Oh, yeah, Maya bathing with her. Oh, my God.
Oh, you're talking about Mara, the Mara character.
Oh, it's good. Everybody watch Pen 15.
Everyone watch Pen 15. It's unbelievable. Okay, so then Asia and her boo are ring shopping at Caesar's Palace.
And like Brett before, as they're walking in, is like, hey, you still seem tense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go ring shopping with this energy.
I'm not like, tense.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah.
I'm not tense.
Like, you're like
da,
bright
da.
Red and just
tense.
I'm not tense.
Yeah, she's really...
She's tense, man.
She's wild.
Like, you can sense the tenseness through the camera,
oh
which
my
is
God.
Wild.
Which, that's my thing, too, which I say a lot, is like, is she just protesting the show and every shot of her is stiff because she hates being on this show?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, it has, like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Of just being like, I don't want to be... on this show.
I want
to
do this.
I don't want to give in to like the producers being like, hey, Derek, let's have you guys play Spin the Bottle.
Right.
And then you'll do Truth or Dare.
Right.
And then you'll call out. Like, maybe it is just like, I'm fucking done with this shit.
Derek is the one who's like, I don't want to take a break.
Yeah, no.
I would love to.
Derek's like, yeah, I'll fucking give you a TV show.
Yeah. Whereas Asia just did. I imagine doing this show almost every night. Then the next day you wake up, the person you care about is there and the cameras show up.
And to be like, okay, now talk about your wedding.
Yeah.
Talk about your wedding.
That's something we should really take into account.
That's huge.
That's a huge.
That would drive me nuts.
Yes.
For sure. Like.
Yes. It's fucked up.
It's,
and like,
yeah.
I'm sure they were compensated or just out of curiosity, do you think they were totally compensated or it's some part of a contract they signed when they signed on to do the Vegas show?
What do you mean compensated?
Do you think they were compensated on the reality show as well or it's part of a contract they signed with?
No, I think they've have to have signed for a reality show.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope so.
But it probably came hand in hand.
Right.
Like, if you want to do this, you also have to do this.
If you want to be my lover,
you better get with my friend.
Doing reality TV is hard.
But that's the way it is.
Okay, on that note, we got to take a break.
We got to.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. all you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
Yeah,
bring
good.
Back my break. Betsy, what's your favorite RuPaul bring back my break moment when she says, bring back my girl?
I think there's one where it's like, bring back my girls.
Oh, yes.
Like a really funny one where like mm-hmm. she goes huge and it sounds like she's kind of melting.
Yes, yes, yes. Girls.
Girls.
She's an amazing host.
The best.
She's so good.
The best.
It's crazy when you see other shows with hosts and you're like, oh, right. This is why she's so good.
Yes.
She's so good.
She's, yeah, like... Rue is the perfect, yeah, is very good at being a host and mm-hmm. a person that people want to talk to mm-hmm. and a person that you feel like, oh, they are listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you watch, like, even just like Canada,
mm-hmm.
Drag Race Canada, and being like, oh, yeah, it's a. It takes a special sort of human
yes.
to be good at host. Like, it's hard.
It's hard.
You have to really be, I don't know. Yeah, it's a
She's
special thing.
Both, like, connected and hands-off, if that makes
right.
sense.
Right.
And I don't know if anyone else has really nailed that balance.
Right.
She's completely in it, but she's not invading on the action.
Right.
Which is really... a wild skill set.
It's cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it feels very, like, powerful. Like, yeah. a big power move.
Yeah. She's the yeah. best.
Rue, man.
She's the best. And then you just got to make a fistful of Jergens lotion joke every couple episodes, and you're good.
And that's it. That's all you got to do.
That was Rue's masterclass on hosting.
Yep.
So, they're ring shopping... and then there's a cute lady there helping them
oh.
who's been married for 41 years. And she gives Asia the best advice in the whole world that feels like she might not take, which is like,
yeah.
she says, don't take yourself seriously, laugh, and communicate.
Yep.
That's it.
Where it's like, just from what we've seen.
Yes.
Asia has not done any of that.
No.
Because something's up. I think Asia hates being on this show.
I think she hates being on
the
show.
I think that's spot on, Mono. It's just like, oof, I... signed on for this not knowing what it was. Because, yeah, imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing that show alone is exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And then let alone having to wake up and be like, here's cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Be on.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Derek who's going to bring up some shit that you're like, I didn't even think that was a big deal. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think that's it, Mono.
Derek's going to bring up that one time in high school that you, like, took a shit. Outside the school and got caught. And now she's just like really wondering if it's gonna affect your chances. Like, is it gonna affect your performance in the show or not?
Tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you learn about me taking a shit?
I have my boyfriend, Nebraska. Nebraska did some research.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't about Nebraska. This is about you. So, jewelry. Okay, I also need to say that jewelry is insane to me and, God, it's a lot of money for nothing.
It's a lot of money. I'm not a big jewelry head.
Yeah.
Whatsoever, but people are.
They hey. Are. I think the best part about being gay married, and yes, it should be called gay married.
Gay married.
I now
but you
pronounce
have to say
you,
it angrily.
Yeah, yeah.
Gay married.
I now pronounce you gay man and gay other man.
Gay man and gay man.
Gay unmatrimony. Hey. So I think the fun part of being gay married is like you don't have to partake in all these ridiculous customs.
That could be the fun part of any marriage.
Hey, thank you.
Is you could do whatever
thank
the
you.
Fuck you want.
Thank
you. Do whatever you fucking want, man.
That's, yeah, I hate that. I hate that just like When you really think about it, all the traditions are just $20,000 obligations.
Yeah.
Like each and every one.
Yeah.
Sucks.
And wedding planners are like, no, you need to do this. Or like, wedding planners are pretty much, remember those chain emails where it's like, if you don't send this, your whole family will fucking die in 7 days. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, okay, I guess.
I just want you guys to know that like, if your wedding doesn't have a swan dance,
People will really miss out that tradition. Swan dance? Yes, it's a very well-known tradition.
You don't know of it.
Oh.
Well, guess your parents are divorced, huh?
If you don't have a swan dance, then, you're going to kill each other. What? Mm-hmm. Murder suey.
I've seen it before.
I've seen it before.
11 times.
Yep, 11 times. No swan dances. So I highly recommend the swan dance.
It's stupid. So now Asia secluded herself. Naomi is being hilarious.
I mean, just being like, this is outrageous.
Yes, it's crazy.
Who gives a shit?
Kevin! No one cares. Naomi's like, I'm not going to indulge this behavior.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, can you please come up here?
And Evie, too, has kind of been like, I'm not giving it. Like,
It's weird.
And Cameron's like, I like everybody, but also I'm not picking sides.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is, it's strange.
Yes.
And like, at first, I just caught up on episodes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But at first I was kind of like, I get where Asia's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's tough to hear. But to completely cut out is really, something's up, man.
Something is up in the wig water.
Something is up in the wig water. Wig water.
Wig water. So then Brett's there to watch Asia.
Which is pretty cute.
That is cute.
Every time they cut to him, he's like blown away.
Yeah, she changes the outfit and he's like, oh.
Yeah, he's just blown away. And he's sharing a table with like these old little ladies
mm-hmm.
who are like watching him watch Asia. And it's very cute.
Yeah, it's pretty adorable.
He's blown away.
He's blown away. His socks are blown back.
Socks are off.
Socks
hair
are
blown
off.
Back.
His perfectly coiffed little Lego man hair fell off.
He has such Lego man hair.
He has Lego man hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He totally does.
Yeah. And so they're there. This funny, funny, silly song plays that's
rough. It's rough. It's just everything that is drag queen. Like,
yes.
It's just like drag queen, heels,
yeah.
tits, ass, a wig,
yeah.
dancing, yes, queen. Like, it yes. is a weird song.
It is truly a list that the Google auto-generated
yes.
of drag queen words.
Yes.
And it sort of set a beat to it. And then Asia does, like, 8 costume changes.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Which is wild.
Really wild.
Fun.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool. And then she's killing it. Good for Asia. She's an amazing dancer. We get this scene at Reese's Wigs.
Reese's Wigs.
I was telling you this.
Well, during this, real quick.
Please.
During this, Asia is very much like... in her interview being like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this show.
Right.
I don't know what, like, I've always been one to follow happiness. And right now,
mm-hmm.
happiness is being with Brett and planning the wedding and stuff.
I mean, look, someone, if she doesn't want to do it, she doesn't have to.
Right.
COVID's about to make that choice for her.
Hello.
Welcome to the stage. Covitra Michaels.
And COVID's ripped. COVID, yeah, COVID is fucking ripped. And COVID's like, I got the president.
COVID sent so many girls home.
COVID has been sending lots of girls home.
I'm going to be generous and say.
COVID snatch game.
Oh my God.
I mean.
Who'd have thought when she did Donald Trump? That was so good. It was spot on.
It
was fucking great. And they counted her out.
They counted her out.
They were like, you can't, you can't get inside the body of a dog.
She's like, I'll up you one and do a tiger at the Bronx Zoo.
Versatility.
Versatility.
Oh, my
also
God.
Also a really good sewer.
Also, her job is not done. Her Trump impersonation is not done. I can't wait for her to finish it.
Finish it.
Finish it.
Finish it.
So they're at the Reese's wig store. I told you there's something there's something so unglamorous about a wig store, and I can't put my finger on
it. It's weird. Wig stores are strange.
They're innately haunted, right?
They gotta be.
Just plastic faces.
Like, all of those mannequin heads are absolutely haunted.
Yeah.
Like tourist trap style. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Derek keeps picking out the goofiest wigs and is like, I like this one. Derek.
She's picking up.
Derek, you're wild, man.
She's picking up Carol Brady's and being like, oh, this is sick name.
This is this is really a beautiful
this
wig.
This is stunning. And Derek's doing her impersonations again.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Doing her impersonations. And then Naomi asks,
This is the funniest question I think I've ever heard asked in a serious tone. Like,
totally.
Because Naomi is dead serious.
Dead
when serious. Asking.
Yeah, who has your least favorite wig in the show?
That's so nuts. It's such a funny question. I guess
someone asked it and Naomi answers. And does Naomi, should she ask and answer it? But she says Vanjie's green tinsel hair.
She's like, mine is Vanjie's green tinsel hair in her opening number or whatever.
Yes, yes.
Which it's such a funny question to ask.
Yes, it's wild. Yeah, it's nuts. And then... let's see. Vanjie's mom. Oh, God. Okay, so now the Vanjie's mom moment comes back up.
Oh, yeah. And Cameron's like, I think I'm kind of into Vanjie.
Very middle school.
So middle school.
And Derek's like, I did not see that coming. And then they both feel very differently about it. Derek is like, yay.
Derek's like, I love love. This is, they're going to be such a good couple. They're perfect for each other. And then Naomi's just kind of like, hey, man. I don't know about it, but whatever.
Yeah. exactly. It's wild.
I mean, what do you think about it?
I guess my honest opinion is it's just not smart to date at work.
Right. And it does feel like it's just kind of that kind of summer campy vibe of like, oh, this will be fun in the moment.
Exactly.
Because we only essentially have each other, kind of.
Yes.
And people are pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
The show included.
Mm-hmm.
Included.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel it is like, oh, yeah, it'll be a delightful romp. But as soon as you're out of Vegas,
mm-hmm.
is it really? But also, I think that would be really tough to work.
I think so. I think it's weird. I mean, if they, whatever. I bottom line is like, I don't care.
Come on, now you do care.
Okay.
You fucking care.
I wouldn't be the one who reports it. I'll tell you that much. You know, I wouldn't report to HR. I would just be like, that's okay. Just do the job.
Yes,
that's exactly it.
Keep shit out of the way.
Yeah.
If shit's going on. I hope shit's not. But if it is, it stays off the stage.
Stays off the fucking stage. We got a lot of fucking shit we needed to get rid of. We got to get rid of these fucking people in the audience. We don't need your shit. So, yeah, I don't care. I think it's a dumb idea, especially because there's a lot of dicks in the sea.
There's a lot of dicks in that sea.
There's plenty. In that Las Vegas sea, you go to Piranha and catch a dick real quick.
You can catch a dick eye level real fast.
Yeah, I mean, dicks are catching there.
Dicks, you go into Piranha and it's just like, bam, here's a
bobbing
dick in your fucking ear. And you're like, woo.
Bobbing for dickles.
Here's a bunch of money.
It's easy to close your eyes and just go, huh?
Just slap some fucking asses. Open your mouth. You'll have a dick in it.
I miss Piranha.
I do too. That place is fun. I want to go to Charlie's. That looks fun.
It is fun. It's a nice, it's like not as decadent. It's kind of great. It's just like a fun little shithole.
Yeah.
And they have go-go boys usually. Perfect. So they have queens.
That's all I want.
And cheap drinks.
Good.
So Naomi is so mean and I love it. And she says to Cameron, well, are you going to bring her up to the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, yeah. Where Cameron got fucking dumped.
It's so mean.
It's so mean, but very funny.
Very, very, very funny. So now we're in the very crazy scene of Adria and Brett waking up.
Oh, right.
Fully clothed with their hair done.
Right, right, right.
And then they're just like.
It was probably like 5 p.m.
Probably.
After they had a day where they're like, well, will you give us like bed stuff?
Yeah.
Talk about the wedding. Yeah, sure.
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 Then leave us alone for dinner?
Then leave us alone. Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
So they wake up, quote unquote, God knows what's happening. And then Brett is like, okay, who are you inviting to the wedding?
Right. He's like, we need to do a guest list.
Need to figure that out. And Asia's like, I don't know. I don't need to invite anyone. And then Asia finally opens up.
Yeah. And then Brett's like, hey, man, you are hiding so much stuff from me.
Yes.
This is not fair.
Yeah. It's weird.
And so then Asia finally is like, okay.
Very complicated family story. She lived with her dad because her mother passed, and then her dad had substance issues and then maybe blamed her for the passing of her mom. Toxic. Very toxic.
Yes.
And Asia's saying she's worried that Brett will judge her family. And it sounds like her genetics.
Right. That's what it feels like. Yeah. She was very worried to talk about mental illness in her family, where it's like,
Everyone has it.
Everyone. Every family.
Every family.
Everyone.
Yeah. Every single family has it. And yeah, it's not fair to you or anyone else to be like, whoa, who's that in your family?
Right.
You must suck. That's not fair.
Yeah.
So it's.
And I'm sure it feels good to talk about it, Asia.
Yeah, of course.
Asia needs to go to therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll get it together. I mean, she's had plenty of time in Covina's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, as you know, now.
She was doing the drive-in, right? Yeah. She was
she did.
Drag and drive-in.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
I mean, she was good, but then when they welcomed to the stage.
Covana Montrese.
Work!
I love Latrice Royale, but I mean, Covana Montrese is flag work.
Oh my
Unstoppable.
God. Unstoppable. How did that one flag become six?
I don't know.
That was
incredible.
I think Covana Montrese really shines when it comes to the lip sync.
Yes.
I mean, she really gets on your lips and into your body.
She sinks into your body. She sinks into your body.
In a way no other queen has.
No other.
Yeah.
Because she survives in the air longer than any of us think.
When we saw her, you were stuck with her for 14 days afterwards.
Yeah.
You just couldn't get her out of your system.
I couldn't.
And that's a performer.
And that's exactly. The last time that happened to me was with Cher. I saw Cher and I got diarrhea for 14 days.
I just hope she gets to All Stars really
bad.
Oh,
she's got to.
She's going to.
Because she's good television.
I hear rumors. There's rumors. Unconfirmed rumors, but like she hasn't posted anything on Twitter for like.
Well, and that's always a sign.
That's it.
That's a sign.
That's the whole thing. So they're partying with the burlesque girls now.
I love that.
It's so silly.
It's so silly, and I'm here for it.
I am too.
I want more of that. Like
something.
I then want them to be like, okay, next week we're partying with like Frank Sinatra impersonators.
That would be good.
Yes.
Thunder Down Under.
Thunder from Down Under.
That would be rad. God. And they hook up with one of these sort of closeted Thunder guys.
Yes.
See, that to me is a more interesting storyline than Vanjie and Cameron.
Hooking up with Thunder from Down Under?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Magic Mikes, you name it.
Magic Mikes.
Come on. So,
God, I miss male strip clubs.
I know.
And ladies strip clubs.
Yeah.
Just strip clubs. They're so fun.
Just take off your clothes.
They're so fun.
So Coco Montrese shows up.
Oh, yeah. Coco's there. And wait, I'm confused. Coco is a burlesque, one of the burlesque girls?
No, I think what they're saying is she's an understudy.
For Derek.
In the show. Okay. And they show a very funny shot of her with no mug on and a giant
showgirl
outfit. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
It's very funny.
Yeah. But Coco's She's, there.
Okay. Yes. That's
and
it.
Derek's like, I'm not, I like to work. So good luck, Coco.
Yeah. That's a pretty good Derek.
Thank you.
Oh my God. You nailed it.
Thank you.
So, Vanjie, man.
Vanjie was so funny with that. So Evie's bummed that Derek and Asia drama's brought up. She's over it. Derek's hoodie does look like car wash cloth.
Does, for sure. That hoodie, man. That hoodie.
The burlesque girls are like, we never fight. We just don't fight.
Yeah, we're always just, we love each other.
We just have a good time.
And they're like, why can't we do that?
Which I don't fully believe, but... maybe they are less toxic than the drag queens.
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, Evie was like, I would love to work in a normal.
Yeah, Evie's so cool.
Evie's very cool. I know. We're not even going to get to see her medical drama storyline.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to see any of that.
No.
No, we're not. And so then we see a flashback that's already in the episode, which is so annoying.
Yes, of Vanjie's mom being like, are you single? And then Cameron being like, I think I gotta make a move.
Yeah.
Very middle school-y.
Very middle school. And then Coco's talking about her makeup and everyone is ignoring her.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's giving a shit.
This really made me laugh.
Like, Cameron is straight up like, having a silent conversation with Derek Barry as Coco is sitting next to Derek just being like, and I'm not good at makeup, but
hey, Derek.
I do not know how to do makeup.
What has she done?
I'm going to do it.
I had to kiss Vanjie.
Yeah, make a move.
And here's the thing. That was the first breakup I had because of the car wreck. What did you make a move now?
Yeah, you and let's play spin the bottle.
Oh, that's good.
Because that's such really a good. Normal thing adults
And that's
do.
My biggest secret.
Coco, you're still here? Shit.
So everyone's ignoring her. Cameron can't make a move. Derek, very immature. Let's play a mini round of spin the bottle because Cameron didn't get to play when we played before. Ugh.
Oof.
My God. Oof.
No.
What's wrong with these adults?
No.
No.
I can't do it. I cannot. I don't like that.
I cannot.
I just don't like that when it's always like, we need to play a game.
Yeah.
We are all here. We must play some sort of game now. It's like, no, not everybody likes this stuff.
Just hang out.
Even though one person does, not everybody else does. Come on. Can't we just fucking chill?
No, I need games. No. Or else I cannot converse.
Yeah, right? Feels like that sometimes.
A lot of people are. So which is the couple name for Vanjie and Cameron.
Vandrin oranges.
I can't have to say. I don't use butter anymore. I use Vandrin. So they go to the bar, they're talking like babies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they kiss again, which is kind of strange. And Derek literally says, and I quote, we're going to remember this night forever because of me.
Derek, I would watch the show of Derek being a matchmaker.
That
I would watch.
I love that idea.
I would love watching that of just like, because like that first time when they take Vanjie out to Charlie's or whatever, yes. It was a disaster.
Trash fire.
And I want to watch more of that.
Yeah, I want that. I want that. We all deserve that.
Yeah.
We all deserve that unstructured chaos that Derek brings.
Yes, that's what I want.
That's what I want. I mean, look, I'm with you, Betsy, 100,000,000,000%. We only have one more episode of this nonsense. What would you say to someone who's never seen an episode of this show?
What would I say? I'd say it's weird.
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty good show to have on when you want to do anything else than watch it.
It won the Emmy.
And it'll win that one Emmy for that. I don't know. I think I would be like, eh.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's not a perfect, it's definitely an experiment. I'm not going to say it failed, but it needs to cook.
Yes, it needs to cook.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I want out of it necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't tell. I can't tell if I'll, I mean, when, look, anything that comes up, Drag Race, I will just watch every single second of it, but I am not clamoring for the next season of this. If it comes out, great, but I'm not going to write any letters.
Right.
To get it to
I
come
like,
out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I want it to be, and I think it is kind of more like, I really enjoy those World of Wonders where they follow mm-hmm. one of the queens on tour or whatever.
Those Work the Worlds.
Those Work the Worlds.
Those are great.
Those are really fun. And I think I kind of thought it was going to be more like that, but just following, oh, these six queens or whatever.
I wonder if they had to change it because they were just like, no, we're doing that show.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. If it's like, no, the show already is happening.
Right. But if you guys haven't seen Work the World, it's incredible.
It's really fun.
It's just a good time. It's on
like
World of
Wonder.
You
learn about queens yeah. individually, and it's cool.
It just makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good because you also get to see like them performing at all of these cool venues around the world.
Yeah.
And see how much joy they bring to people.
It makes me like happy.
It makes me so happy.
It makes me want to do drag.
Yeah, it feels like, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm kind of in this world.
Yeah, and it reminds us of when we're writing or acting or producing a show on stage. It like gives you that feeling of
right.
like, that excitement with yeah. your people.
Yeah, which I think I wanted this to be more of that.
No, yeah,
of
but,
like,
yeah.
we're built like, but yeah. yeah, it's tough though. It's tough.
It's tough. But, yeah, work. We'll see what the last episode brings us. And then next week, I hope you guys are excited, we will start our journey of watching Drag Race Thailand Season 2.
Whoa,
yes.
cool.
And we actually got the blessing and the go-ahead from an awesome person who makes dubbed versions of the episodes.
Cool.
We are going to plug that person on air next
Ooh,
week.
Nice.
And they said we can use them, we can talk about them. Because the subtitles are great, but dubbed can be nice.
Yes.
It can really help you focus on
Especially
the visual aspect.
For drag, because it's like, mm-hmm. I want to be looking.
Right? Right?
I want to be looking at stuff. These totally. Looks and everything, not reading, being like, what does it mean?
What's
it? What's this?
What's it?
What is this?
Before we plug, someone gave us a really great review that I'm going to read. Oh. I want to know what we want to plug, Betsy. Betsy, I got to say, you got to watch Betsy on Hubie Halloween.
Check out Hubie Halloween on Netflix. I got to do a scene in it with Shaq.
It's awesome.
It's crazy.
Tis the season.
Tis the season to be spooky. It's a really, it's a fun Halloween-y movie.
It's like, a great movie.
It makes you feel so Halloween-y.
It's a great movie. You're incredible in
thank
it.
Thank you. Incredible, Mano.
I think you're incredible in
oh
it.
Oh my God.
I do.
Why, thank you.
I think you're amazing in it. You're hilarious. Your part is like, what? Blow your face off funny. It's so funny.
It's fun.
It's
yeah.
really funny.
Thanks, Mano.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm pumped. Go watch that and listen to all our other Halloween content.
Yes, we have a lot.
We have a lot. So let's start with our Patreon. We love trash.
We love trash.
We're doing Halloween spooky stuff all
October.
All October. And that's not all.
And that's not all. We also have on Stitcher, we're doing a 9-episode, I guess, run of just all things Halloween-y called The Resurrection.
That's right.
Horny style.
It's very horny style. And if you're boning for booze, you got to check us out there
yes.
because we're talking all stupid, wonderful things horror.
Yeah.
Check us out there if you need more spookies this month.
I also have a spooky podcast.
You do?
From HeadGum.
Yes.
Called A Funny Feeling. So if you want to hear ghost stories and stuff, check that out too. Too many podcasts.
You have another one too.
Fuck, I forgot. I have one more that's just a special October one. That's all about Killer Clowns from Outer Space, mm-hmm. the best movie ever made. Mm-hmm. That's on anywhere you can listen. It's called Killer Clowns from Outer Cast. Me and Justin Michaels. So, oh my God, too many. But also, it is the season. So.
Just enough, if you ask me. We appreciate y'all leaving us little reviews. So I'm going to read one right now. This is a deep cut. This is from Candace Elizabeth. 5 stars. Oh, you're too kind. It says, such a fun show. I am seriously obsessed with this podcast. I'm a huge Drag Race fan, and the commentary is so fun. You had me at D is for German chocolate cookie. That's a deep cut. It's a really deep, weird cut. Thank you for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in. Check us next week when we say a proper adieu to this Drag Race Las Vegas review.
Is there going to be a COVID episode? Is that sick?
I've seen a little snippet of the 6th episode, and it's
going to be like, hey, it's COVID. Something serious.
It's COVID heavy, and then a little bit of a Zoom reunion. Which is the correct response to that
Zoom
news.
Zoom reunions. They suck.
And on that note, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.